Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Coach Chanel Budd on your Selfless Love Talk Radio. And today we have a guest speaker coming on, a phenomenal woman, Ayanna Gallo. I'm going to go ahead this morning and first welcome my guest on and just say that I'm so excited to have her on the show. And if all the guests that come on would like to go ahead and mute their phones, that would be great. Mute your phones in the background so that there's no background noise, please. I'm going to go ahead and start by saying a prayer this morning just to open us up and let everybody, you know, just let the word resonate. And feel free to ask questions. There will be a time where you are able to ask any questions. But right now I'll go into prayer. So I just wanted to say, Heavenly Father, we come to you grateful and thankful this morning, asking you, Lord, to strengthen us and to intervene on our behalf on anything that we need, Heavenly Father, whether it's healing, strength, encouragement, support, or anything that we need, Lord, that you would see fit that that it's done. I'm just thankful again. I'm praying for the covering of everyone, Lord, our guests and ourselves and myself and the listeners. And thank you for the platform. Thank you for the network, the partnerships, Lord, because it's all for you. It's all for your kingdom. Everything that we're doing in this season, you know, I'm just grateful to have the platform and for the people to be led to the platform. These guests are special guests, and they are also a part of helping those that need help in the kingdom. And so I just ask you to continue to bless us all, strengthen us, Lord, and give us exactly what it is that you see fit for us to have abundantly, overflow, Lord, in all areas, not just financial, but in just love and just understanding, and you know, and just wisdom. All those things are priceless things, Lord, but they mean so much. So I just thank you, and I am welcoming Ayanna on right now. And Ayanna, the floor is yours.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Hi, how are you?
I'm doing
good
well.
Okay, so thank you so much, Coach Chanel, for having me on today. I am here calling in from my house. I have my 11-year-old son in the room with me, Colby. And just giving a little introduction of myself, I am a mom. I am a Christian. I'm a business professional. I've been in business for 19 years. I have a bachelor's degree from Temple University in risk management and insurance and in marketing. And I also have a master's degree in business. This year, I entered into a new territory, and I decided to write and publish my first book. That book is called God in Hip Hop. God in Hip Hop is a 21-day biblical devotional inspired by hip hop music. I know the title God in Hip Hop is pretty intriguing because people wonder, what does God have to do with hip hop? God actually has a lot to do with hip-hop. God is our creator. He's all-knowing. And the word hip-hop, hip is a trendsetter, someone who's knowledgeable, and hop is a forward movement. So God and hip-hop are related. So through the book, I am trying to be an intersection between God and the hip-hop community to help my music lovers, because I am a hip-hop enthusiast, get closer to the Lord, because I believe that that will bring them the success in a direction that they need in life. I started to write this book in February and published it in April, not knowing anything about being an author. I really just wanted to write this book to help people. Never thought about turning it into a business. Never thought about anything other than writing it and putting it out. There's a saying that I once heard that says, you know, you find your purpose when you would do something for free. And I used to chuckle at that because other than being a mom, there's nothing that I want to do for free. until now. So this year I found my purpose in writing and being an intersection between God and the unchurched. So I'm having a ball. My book became a number one bestseller on Amazon, and as a result, I joined the Amazon bestselling tour. We're still on tour, so I'm very excited about that. And it's just been a wonderful year. The book has been out 6 months today, so I'm just excited about it. So excited about the experience that I'm releasing another one today. My second novel is out today, and that is called Black Man Preferred. Black Man Preferred is an inspirational guide for boys to men. It's composed of a 28-day guide plus two extra days. The 28 days of the book represents the 28 days in Black History Month. And then I added two extra days for the two extra days we should have in Black History Month, and I added an extra day for a bonus. So really I could say 31 days or 30 days, but I choose to say 28 days to represent the 28 days in February, and then I say the two extra days in the bonus. That book is, it consists of mostly poetry or poetic devotionals because my target group is men, and I think that it's easier for them to read poetry versus long, drawn-out text. But I'm in love with the book. I'm in love with the whole project, and I am so excited. So that is me, Ayanna Mills Gallo.
Ayanna, that is wonderful. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead, if you don't mind. If anyone doesn't have their phone on mute, will you all please mute your phones for me for background noise? And I'm actually going to go ahead and ask you a few questions in regards to some of the things you just spoke about. So the first question I have is, what decisions did you use to write God in hip hop?
Honestly, it's a lot of echoing in the background. I'm not sure.
I'm going to mute everybody because I do hear where there's someone who may not have muted, so I'll just mute everyone in the background. Okay, and I'll go ahead and start again with the question I had for you.
Okay.
What selfless decision did you use to write God in hip hop?
Okay, so the selfless decision that I used to write God in hip hop, well, honestly, the whole decision was a selfish decision because I had a friend who was confiding in me about some problems that he was having, and I was just trying to like kind of coach him through them. And he said to me he wished he can hear that every day. So I said, I'm going to write you a devotional so that you'll have something to read every day. But he's a guy, so I wanted him to read the book. And he used to be in a rap group back in the day, and I'm a hip-hop enthusiast, so I actually said, I'm going to give it a hip-hop theme because then I know he will read it. So that's how you have God in hip-hop. So I really wrote the book to help a friend, and but the things that he was struggling with are actually common things that we all struggle with, so I thought it would be a good idea to put it out for everyone to read it so that through this book it can reach people that I don't have to talk to or that I've never spoken to or that I may never meet. And it just will be here for later on, and it can continue to help people. So the goal of this book was to, it was all selfless because I would definitely do it for free. Actually, I spent a lot of money to do it. But the whole reason was to help people, give them a tool. They may never pick up a Bible, but they may pick up a cool looking book with a boy on the cover of it with some headphones. And they may be intrigued by the name God in hip hop and may decide to look at it. So, yeah, that's why I did that.
What was it like being on OWN, the Black Woman OWN, the conversation on TV? What was it like for you being able to have that experience?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Listen, when I tell you it was amazing, it was so amazing. I'm used to being in corporate settings where there's diversity, but I am the minority. So there's a difference. If I'm in a room of 10 corporate professionals, there'll be 8 white men, 1 white woman, and me. That's what I'm used to. That's the norm for me. So when I came to own the station, listen, it was 100 black professional women. Now, you had to apply to get this and so on and so forth. They had some background checks and things of that nature. So they only picked 100 professional people that they thought would be good. So I am sitting there with 100 women similar to myself, and it blew me away. And the thing that made it so impactful for me was that as we were waiting for the show to start, we all had music going in the background, and we was dancing. So we were doing a wobble line dance and all of that. And, you know, that's right up my alley because that's hip-hop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, I realized that hip-hop is definitely who I am, but that's also a part of us. It's a part of our culture. So I love the way that the Oprah Winfrey Network set that up because it's who we are, you know? So I got to be Ayana. You know, I didn't have to be corporate Ayana. I got to be Ayana and have a good time and have a conversation with women. They may not like what I said, but I still was able to be myself and to say what I felt. And the conversation was on relationships, and they wanted to know, you know, how we felt about interracial dating. And most people there, they felt that interracial dating was fine, but I did not think that. Nothing against anyone else, but I didn't think that, and that's why. And I said, you know, I prefer the black man, and I don't want my black sons to see me prefer someone over them. So I want to prefer the black man. And so we have my second book, Black Man Preferred. I was already working on a devotional for boys to men, but that just made me want to call it Black Man Preferred because of the backlash that I received from women and other people complaining about me making that statement. I decided, you know what, I do prefer the black man, and we all should. And that's why I named my title Black Man Preferred and put a black man on the cover of it. And it says, I love the black man.
That's really good. So ultimately, I have another question. I have like two more questions for you. But one of the questions that stood out was, what is your purpose?
My purpose. Wow. So I'm happy you're asking me this today and not 2 years ago because I don't know what I would have said. My purpose is to be an intersection of God and the unchurched. You see, my purpose is to be an intersection for God and the unchurched so that they can develop their spiritual relationship with God so that it can lead to success in their life and direction. Because people don't always go to church, and like me, I wasn't raised in church. They may not have anyone that's talking the Bible to them, you know, or they may not be receptive to it. So to me, I like to meet people where they are and meet them at their level and their interests to help them know about God without forcing it on them. I mean, I can tell you 15 scriptures right now, but I don't know what good that will do you. Just I would just be like a Bible scripture reader or speaker, right? So I just apply the Bible to real life and, you know, with hopes of making them interested in learning more about it. Because really and truly, the Bible is our manual for life. All the answers are in there for everything that we all go through. Everything is written. It was written already. So nothing that happens should be a surprise to anyone because it's all written. And I just want our culture and the unchurched to know more about what the Word of God actually says. I know what it's done for me in my life, and it's just been amazing. And I don't know how anyone makes it in life without God.
Yes.
The different things that we go through, the different things that we go through, from burying loved ones to, you know, failed relationships, challenges at work, being treated unfairly, police shootings. I don't know how anyone does that without having a relationship with God. Like, I don't understand how people make that. I don't know how they make it, and that's just it, because I know I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be an avenue to help them get closer so that they can make it, because I don't know how people do it. I need God. I need the Lord. I need prayer. I need the Bible. I can't make it without it, I can tell you right now. I can't make it without it. I'm no good without it. So I just want to tell everybody about it so that we have the tool that we need. It's not about me. It's not about my books. It's about the Bible. It's about the Word of God, because all the answers are in there. I believe in it wholeheartedly. And I just want my brothers and sisters to understand that's what it is. I'm very happy with the success that God has blessed me with, but He uses me. He blesses me, prospers me, so that I can go back and give back and help other people. That's what it's about.
Great. Thank you. So the last question I have, and I'm excited to ask, is I need to know more about your son, Colby.
Oh, that's my baby. He's the co-author of my book, Black Man Preferred. Let me tell you, my son Colby is amazing. He's going to do great things in life. He has goals. He's very, very outspoken about the topics discussed in the book. And he wants to be a future leader one day. He's 11 years old. Okay, let me just say that. And I'm going to ask him to say something. Colby?
Hello, everybody. My name is Colby Gallo, and I am the co-author of Black Man Preferred. I am a son, a student, a learner, pretty much an activist for our kind or our community and our culture. So everybody says that I have an old soul, because I listen to things like jazz and old hip-hop and things like that. And I'm also really mature for my age, because I can write, read without any problems. So one day I was in my room looking online on Amazon for different books, and I see this one book, the one book that inspires me, by Booker T. Washington, The Negro Problem. It talks about the different struggles of being a slave and how he overcame it. So I tell my mom one day, hey, Ma, could you read this book and could you summarize it for me in the way that I could understand it? And she says to me, oh, you already have the understanding. You can do the same thing that he did, but better. So I started writing and writing and writing and writing. And it got to the point where my mom was looking for some other writing for the book, and she went on my online Google Docs and saw all my writing. And she was like, this would be amazing for my book, and I want you to be a co-author. So that's how it all started.
Colby, I'm so proud of you, and I'm excited to see you grow. I will
Thank
be
you.
Supporting you all the way. I will be following you, and I will be supporting you all the way through. I know you're going to do great things. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you already. And, you know, I'll continue to pray as well. And I just want to see you soar, because I know that you will.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm going to go ahead and really quickly, I need everybody to please mute their phones. I'm going to unmute everyone on my end. And if there is any other questions, this is the time to either, you know, say how, like, you know, if you're encouraged, say that you're encouraged, or if you have a question for Ayana or Colby, to go ahead and do that now. So please mute your personal phone, and I'm going to go ahead and take everyone off mute on my end, and I'll give you a second to say something if you'd like. And also what I want to do right now, too, is give you Ayana's website. It's called www.godinhiphopbook.com.
Hello?
So, yes, is there someone on the line that would like to speak?
Yes,
yes,
I would.
My name is...
Go ahead, the first one, go ahead, and then we'll proceed with the second, please.
Okay, hi. Good morning, and thank you, Chanel, and thank you, Ms. Gallo. Today was an awakening for me, Ms. Ann. I'm going to address this to you because I am kind of familiar about what you're saying as far as helping the people that are outside of the church that need to know that God is there for them. I minister outside of the church and wherever God sends me. And so I take nothing upon myself, but I ask the Lord to lead me where he needs to lead me, to someone to hear his word. And so coming up, you know, listening to your testimony, I felt right there in place with you. You know, I've been in church, and I've studied, and I'm studying, and the word of God is so true, because the Bible itself stands for basic instruction before leaving earth. And so everything that God has applied us with is in his word. He set his word to our minds so that there would be no unanswered question that will not be resolved only if you read his word. And so when I heard you touch on that, my eyes just popped, you know, like lit up, and I wanted to hear more, you know what I'm saying, because God uses us all in so many different ways, in the church, outside the church, you know, wherever, you know, because his word never stops. You know, we are to go and preach the good news of the Lord. And so sometimes we will reach those people, you know, that have fell short to the church, or, you know, or don't know God yet. And so hearing a little bit about your story, where I'm at, and I'm really interested in reading some more of your work, God and Hip Hop. I am truly, you know, interested in this. So I got your website Chanel just gave us, and so I am going to be eager to get started in reading, you know, what you have produced. But thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Wow, that's amazing. I never heard that before, basic instruction before leaving Earth. So thank you. I will add that to my speech. And I also wanted to give you another website that talks more about me and my writing. It's Thanks A Mills, like Thanks A Million, but thanksamills.com. Thanks is spelled T-H-A-N-X, thanksamills.com. And it gives you more information about me and my writings, but I appreciate that. Thank you so much for your kind words.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Next person wanted to ask a question.
Hi, this is Mizora. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Ayana, I would like to know, when are you going to start publishing your next book, and what will the topic be on your next book?
You see, it's always people that know you that always make you level up, right? You see that? You see that, Chanel? This is my second book comes out today. Mizora is asking me about the next book. Well, Mizora, I just love her because she's so optimistic. Mizora, thank you for always being optimistic. She always pushes me forward. Mizora and I have been friends since elementary school. So She always encourages me, always, always. But she, I didn't even talk to her, but I might just talk to her about it. But she knows that something's coming next. And the next book is going to be out in January of 2020. So I look forward to you guys reading that as well. And then I have a collaboration, an anthology that's going to come out on March 1st. And that's going to be a God and Hip Hop collaboration. The theme is going to be transformational stories. So it's going to be about 10 women's stories about things that they overcame. And, of course, it has to have the spiritual side and then a hip hop component, which can be anything from a song title that describes their life to maybe a sitcom person who went through something similar or somebody that they can relate to from a song or radio or something involving hip hop. So the book collaboration comes out on March 1st, and my next book comes out in January of 2020.
Congratulations. I am excited. I'm really excited, and I can't wait for the collaboration that's coming out March 1st as well. I'm going to have to hit your inbox for that. Is there anyone else that would like to say anything to Miss Ayana while you have her?
Yeah, I will. My name is
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Kiva. I'm from Atlanta as well, and I just want to make a statement that watching Ayana and Colby grow, when you listen to God and he tells you the direction to take, that the blessings will continue to flow, and I've been a witness to watching that, and I just want to say that I'm super proud of you guys, and I wish God's blessings continue to grow as you guys continue to show what his work can do for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Auntie Kiva. Thank you.
Good morning, guys. This is Shantae from New York. I'd like to say good morning to everyone. Good morning, Ayana. Good morning, Colby. I just want to say, first and foremost, Ayana, I am so proud of you. You're really following your dreams and your passions, despite the naysayers, the people that may challenge you, especially as a woman talking about hip-hop and trying to infuse God with hip-hop, because I know people may have had resistance to that, thinking, what do you know as a woman, especially when it came to the hip-hop part, but not knowing that you're an enthusiast. Colby, I want to say I've known you since you were born, and you are just an amazing child, and I'm so proud of you and all that you are doing, and you are definitely, the both of you are destined for greatness, and Colby, you're going to be going on to do great things, so I just want to say I'm super proud of them, and, you know, God got y'all.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Natalie from Augusta, Georgia. So I wanted to say that, first and foremost, I've known Ayana for a long time, and just to see her grow and bloom is amazing. And my awesome, most handsome Colby, I'm just so amazed. He is an old soul, and if no one else knows, I'm going to let you know. He knows more about old school hip-hop than anybody that I have met. He is a genius when it comes to music. But what I wanted to say is as a minister of the gospel myself here, people do not realize and recognize how music transcends all genres, all generations, all religions, everything. And to get this book to be an intersection of both so that people can be drawn no matter what aspect or where they stand in life is amazing. And I'm just so super proud of what she's done and a tool that she's utilized to continue to pull and draw people to Christ. And so super proud of Colby to be walking in his greatness already. That's all I had to say.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. This is
Carol Rudy.
Thank you.
And hello, are you able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we hear you.
Great, thank you. I just need a few moments here. My name is Carol Reed. I'm calling from Oakland, California. And I want to first thank Miss Ayana and Miss Chanel, both of you, for this experience this morning. I'm very grateful to be included and to be able to witness this amazing story as it is developing. And some of the other guests, our speakers this morning, have indicated they know Miss Ayana, and I'm different in that I do not know her personally, but I observed her on LinkedIn. And as a result of that, and just the light that I saw from looking at what was being shared on her platform, I reached out to her. And I've been moved by what she has mm-hmm. shared in the book. I bought the book. I read the book within the hour that it said for reading time. I couldn't stop reading it. I was so moved with each chapter. I became more engrossed in what she was saying. And afterwards, I was so excited to, I just wanted to get busy with my own purpose and taking action. And so I just want to encourage you and say that your light is shining, and you don't know who is going to see your light, because who would have expected that I would have seen it over 2,000 miles away and would take the action over a period of 6 weeks. I watched just to see what the posts were, just to see what was happening. And I was very moved by it all. And Kobe, I don't know you, but you sound amazing, and I believe you will continue to make the progress that everyone here has spoke about. And I'm just excited to be able to witness this amazing work that you all are doing. So thank you for the opportunity this morning. I look forward to seeing and hearing more about you. Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much. That really blessed me. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say, Ayana motivates me, her and Kobe both, on so many levels. The inspiration that she puts into everything that she does. I've read God and Hip Hop, and it helped me at a really rough time that I was going through. And no one knew, Ayana didn't know, but that really helped me and blessed me. And Kobe's such an amazing young man, as well as her other son, Caleb, and they are both destined for greatness. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for your kind words. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning my baby, Caleb, too.
So what I'm going to say, yes, is there someone else?
Chanel, hi, everybody. I'm Sandra Robinson. I spoke earlier, but Chanel Budd is my daughter, and I have to give her this shout out as well, because Chanel has always, since she was a little girl, always loved people, was always involved in everything, and she, her life was turning, and she didn't know which way to go, but she ended up growing up, and she decided she wanted to write her first book. And so her first book was The Hand I Was Dealt. And upon that book being written, a lot of us, were, surprised, and, we didn't know what to do about, a lot of things that were said and all. But God revealed to me that Chanel had to write this book. And so when Chanel finished writing her book, I went into prayer, and I started to talk to the Lord about certain things and everything. And then about maybe 3 weeks or so later, he gave me a dream, and he showed me the love that was missing and now found. And through Chanel's book, The Hand I Was Dealt, all of my unanswered questions about life and different things circled around her. And as she wrote that book, it closed chapters in her life, and she just began to just soar. She just started to get into her life, and whatever God put in her to write or to make. Chanel was making pet bibs and oils and writing other books, and Chanel decided to go in and write some journal books, and she ended up getting the Selfish Love product together. But by me saying this, this is where Chanel's at right now too. She's in the place where only God could have put her, you know, and now she is still reaching out and she's trying to go to the next level with all of your great audience and your the people that have shown up on Chanel for you. I just want to say thank you all for supporting Chanel. Thank you. Chanel, continue to grow. And Ivana, your son is awesome. Your son does have an old soul. I listened to his voice, and I had my grandson to hurry up and turn it on so he could hear him. So I'm hoping these things pick up. But I just want to thank you all both. Today was a great day for me to listen in, and I thank you.
Thank you so much. And I think I agree with you, and I concur that your daughter is amazing. Amazing.
So basically, what I was wanting to say to end the call, and I'll just piggyback just a little bit off of what my mom has said. So God blessed me with this platform to be able to not only share a message of selfless love, but to make it a platform where other people in God's kingdom doing God's work is able to come in and just be and share who they are, because it takes not one, it takes us all. And being an author myself as well, you know, as my mom said, Plan Ahead and I Was Dealt was a book that I first wrote, and it was a touchy book, it was a testimonial book, and it was about my life from 2 years old all the way up until like 31, and I stopped after that. But long story short, that's how the platform was built, and it's going to continue to grow with wonderful, phenomenal women of God who was out to do God's work by saving and helping others. And again, as far as your baby boy, Colby, I am very inspired. I'm very proud. It shows and says a lot about the mother you are and the child of God that you are. And so, you know, continue to do what you do. We're forever connected now. So I'm not going away.
That's right.
But I just want to thank you. Yes, I just wanted to thank you, and I want to bless everyone on the phone. You know, Ayana is going to give us a closing prayer this Saturday morning, and then I need for you all to go out and be a light. Be a light. Be a light out here. Everyone needs us, okay? I don't care if it's one person, and that's what selfless love is about. It's about going out and doing God's work unselfishly. So, Ayana, I'll let you close us out.
Okay. So thank you, everybody, for calling in. If you would like to reach me, my Facebook is Ayana Mills Gallo, and my Instagram is AKA Ayana. And, of course, God and Hip Hop has its own Facebook and Instagram as well, and I manage both those accounts. Today I am celebrating 6 months for God and Hip Hop, so the ebook is on sale for $2.99, and all of the books are on sale at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So I hope you guys order your copy, and I just appreciate you, and thank you, Colby, for joining me. Not that you had a choice, but thank you. And I am going to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for this wonderful day. We thank you so much for everyone who's called in today, Lord. Father, I ask that you bless everyone on this call. Bless the words that they've heard. We pray that they resonate well in their hearts, and that everyone who heard this call will be able to be inspired and do wonderful things, Lord. I ask that you continue to bless Chanel in her ministry. I pray that everything she does will prosper. I pray that she will touch lives and that their lives will never be the same. I ask that you continue to help me and Colby be a light in the midst of darkness. Help our words and our actions be inspirational and motivational and healing to other people. And Father, I ask for your special blessings for Makiba, Mazora, Shantae, Natalie, Christy, Ms. Carol Reed, and Chanel and her mom for their kind words that they spoke to me and Colby today, Lord. I pray that everything that they touch will prosper. I pray that they'll be blessed in and blessed going now as well, Lord. I pray that they'll be blessed in their baskets and in the store, Lord. I pray that they'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. I pray that nothing will ever harm them. I ask that you provide your divine protection for everyone on this call and bless everyone's families of those on this call as well, Lord. I ask that you lead and guide me and everyone on this call to follow your word and to learn your word more and more, Lord. I ask that you help us to grow as people and as a community so that we can be successful and represent your name. We thank you so much, Lord. We release the minister angels to go forth to bring every great thing into our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's have a wonderful Amen. Saturday and the rest of this week. May we all be blessed. Until next time, everyone have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.